preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Hey everybody, welcome to the show. You're tuned into the Trump Phenomenon here on November 1st, 2017. Our show, as always, is live. I'm James Kelso. With me tonight, Paul Fromm in Canada. Hi, Paul.
Hi.
And hopefully a few of you will be able to call in at 800-313-9443. And we're most interested in the thing we cover first on this show, which is the last 24 hours of the Trump Phenomenon. What's happened in this now really, I think, a two-wave phenomenon, the first wave being the victory of Donald Trump, what that taught us, how he did it, how it happened. And the second wave, I think at the head of the wave being Steve Bannon, what is, you know, the follow-on that's electing, about to elect, a wave of patriot senators like Donald Trump to back Donald Trump up, and congressmen to replace the, as Jerry Falwell Jr. so aptly described them, the fake Republicans. And that's all going to happen very, very quickly now in just 12 months. That election will take place. And that'll be a real scorecard for us, Paul. How many fake Republicans were replaced in Congress? How many replaced in the Senate? And that will be a real power shift. And that should also then mark the you won't see stalemates. After such a power shift, you won't see stalemates like the one in which John McCain was able to exert a veto over the effort to repeal Obamacare, where a single senator could stop the whole process. And the you also might see a power shift in another sense. That is the power now in the hands of Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan. That also may shift if enough patriot senators and congressmen are elected. Ryan and McConnell may not be able to continue as majority leader and Speaker of the House, respectively. And that becomes very important because those two positions, plus the positions that they largely determine, which are the Senate, committee chairmanships, those are very, very powerful people, the committee chairman. They determine what gets to the floor, what is considered for debate, and there may be a change there, a sea change, let's hope, where we get a more patriotic Speaker of the House and a more patriotic Senate Majority Leader. And, of course, McDonald does look like he's McConnell does look like he's cruising for a bruising, and he's going to get a whooping in 2018 as he loses a bunch of his people. We've talked extensively about that. Now, if you want to call in and talk about recent developments in the Trump phenomenon, that number is 800-313-9443. So any of you out there who have something creative to add in this, please do call in. Don't be shy. Don't hesitate. We're competing with the World Series, Paul.
Oh, yes, a big game tonight. You know, it just gets better and better about the the terrorist who mowed down those eight people yesterday in New York City on a bicycle path, drove a van up there and injured, I think, four and killed eight. He turns out he comes from Uzbekistan. What was being reported, and this was on CNN, is that the Uzbekis are among the major terrorist contributing people in the world. Central Asian republics that used to be part of the Soviet Union. Many of the people that joined ISIS from there have military training, so they're not neophytes. Some have even come from the special forces. And the last two operational commanders of ISIS had come from those nations. And even among ISIS, they're considered the toughest and the craziest of the crazy. Today, it emerged that terrorist, Saifullo Saipov, only came to the U.S. 7 years ago, was able to bring in, I believe it was 47 more people through what's called chain migration, where they just sponsor other members of their family. And Donald Trump was really hardcore in an interview today that this has got to end. And now this is where it comes upon the Republican Congress. They hold a majority in both the House and the Senate. They've got to do something. They've got to end this program that helter-skelter allows in the most desperate of the world's desperados. And, the point was also made the Uzbeks tend to be very hostile to the United States, very insular, they're very hard to penetrate by intelligence forces. And the Russians found the same thing with the Chechens. Very insular, very hostile. Yeah, the question just leaps to your mind. What are they doing here? And what Donald Trump did say is that from now on, immigration has to be on a merit basis. I'd go one step further. It's got to be on a need basis. And that's a question that we don't very often hear dealt with. And that is, what do you need immigration for right now? Although America has unemployment has been falling, and that's to the good, there's still considerable unemployment. What do you need immigrants for? You don't. I mean, unless you're a greedy businessman and want to be able to screw a white working man or woman out of a decent job and want to get somebody from Somalia to work for a couple of bucks less an hour. But it doesn't benefit the United States.
Well, let's listen to President Trump talk about that today. Here is his comment, as you say, forceful. Here's Donald Trump today, folks.
Initiate work to get rid of this program. Diversity lottery sounds nice. It's not nice. It's not good. It's not good. It hasn't been good. We've been against it. We want a merit-based program where people come into our country based on merit. And we want to get rid of chain migration. This man that came in, or whatever you want to call him, brought in with him other people. And he was the point of contact, the primary point of contact for, and this is preliminarily, 23 people that came in or potentially came in with him. And that's not acceptable. We need quick justice, and we need strong justice, much quicker and much stronger than we have right now. Because what we have right now is a joke, and it's a laughingstock. And no wonder so much of this stuff takes place. And I think I can speak for plenty of other countries, too, that are in the same situation.
Wow. That was powerful, folks.
That was impressive.
Yeah, I like the way he this is Trumpism. He nails it on the head. This is a joke. It's a laughing stock. And it's got to stop. And then he comes up with a salient fact that this guy, it'll be weeks before any of us can remember what his name is. And I like the way Donald Trump characterized him. He says, this man, or whatever you want to call him.
Yeah, no, very eloquent.
That's the way normal people speak. That's not the way a politician talks. That was very politically incorrect to say that.
Oh, yes.
He says this guy was the point of contact for, I forget the exact number, Paul, but it was, you know, almost 30 people that he then brought into the United States. And, let's see. What kind of people does this guy who wants to kill us, what kind of people did he bring in? Nice people?
Geez, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, as Donald Trump says, this is a joke. We're a laughing. He said it's a laughing stock. So so that's very good to hear that from the top, Donald Trump. And it, you know, he needs this. This is the backup that he needs in order to get his program through. He needs the force of wingmen and wing ladies like you folks out there. He also needs the force of events to prove. He said we've got to end this open borders nonsense. Well, the force of events, even very unfortunate events like the New York event, the force of events backs up the truth of what he's saying.
Yeah.
And he says diversity. Also, Paul, I like how he bashed a politically correct a sacred word, diversity. He says it sounds nice, but it's not, folks.
Yeah, that is so important. I mean, this is, in my opinion, real leadership. He is articulating what a lot of people feel. And, you know, I think he's reminding people of what he ran on. He made the very good point when he was a candidate. And, of course, we all recall how, the mainline press just flayed him over that. But he said, we have to stop Muslim immigration, but the sentence was continued, until such time as the government can figure out how to sort them out. And that was very, very sensible. And now it's come to pass that the warning was accurate. The system failed to screen this guy out, although there have been some reports that he was, quote, known to the police, but obviously not known well enough for them to stop him. So the point is we don't seem to have a reliable way to sort out good Muslims, if there are such, from bad Muslims.
Well, I like good men, or whatever you want to call them. I like Donald Trump's terminology. And of course, folks, there isn't one of the nice things about until such time as we can find out that these are people we want in our country. Well, what I liked about that, Paul, is that that's never. That's when we're going to find that out, is that, never.
That's what I liked about it, too. I liked it when he said it. And, I think this really gives him some more momentum in dealing with the obstructionist courts. He's run into a lot of trouble with the courts, especially that whack job court in Hawaii. He didn't say this today, but I say, and I guess I said it last night too, but I think we ought to stress it's on them and on the do-nothings in the American Congress. These people are pouring into the United States because the courts have run interference for them, and the do-nothing Congress has done nothing or done very, very little. And this is where I think Trump can mobilize his base and maybe put a little bit of stick around. Some of these, especially these members of the House of Representatives, may feel that they might not get the nomination next time around if they don't do something.
Yes. And the... also here, folks, we have a bolstering of the argument of Roy Beck, the creator, the mastermind of numbersusa.org, Roy Beck makes the point that we're dying the death of a thousand cuts, that there are so many different diversity-type programs. And, of course, at the end of the day, what really matters for our survival as a people is what is the total amount of bleeding from these thousand cuts? What do these things all add up to? In other words, how many invaders get through our border every year? And this particular event brought to light the diversity visa program. Nobody's heard of this.
No.
What they do, these immigration advocates, they have 100 different ways, the death of a thousand cuts, to get in 10,000 people here, 10,000 there, in this case, 50,000 diversity lottery. What the heck is that? Well, can you believe this, folks? Supposedly, who knows? I mean, of course, all of this is totally corrupt. But supposedly, like your ticket in the state lottery, they roll a big drum and all the, I guess, millions of people who want to get into the United States are in this big drum. And then somebody reaches in and pulls out a name, and it's Saipov of Uzbekistan. Come on down, Saipov. And here's the Saipov family with him.
And wild applause. We want another one. We're more diverse today than we were yesterday. This Saipov, is route to madness.
Saipov says, I'll buy a vowel. Okay, well, the and so this, can you believe this, folks, how nutty this is? A random lottery in which there's no criterion whatsoever. You just, okay, we picked your lucky number, and we let all those people in. You know, 50,000 is a lot. Roy Beck always, whenever he quotes these numbers, he says, that means 500,000 over 10 years, folks.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, exactly. But the totals, and then the point that Roy Beck makes so well with numbersusa.org, and he makes the point, it's about numbers, folks. It's about graphs. It's about being able to think scientifically. And if you project forward the numbers, and our enemies have done this, if you project forward the numbers of, oh, it's just 1 million people a year, we have 300 million. It's just 1 million. That's, you know, what is that? Well, what that, folks, is that's the end of your people. You project that for, of course, it's not just 1 million. It's millions. But if you project numbers like that forward, you're toast. You're toast. And if you add to that, this is another thing that Roy Beck points out, which is the fertility rate. Our fertility rate as white people is just what Paul Ehrlich, this champion of the left, Paul Ehrlich wrote this book, what was it, The Population Bomb, back in the 1960s or 70s, and he made the point that good people would limit their reproduction so as not to punish the earth beyond its carrying capacity. Well, the only people who responded to that were white people, the only people on earth who actually have a replacement or below level fertility rate is us. Nobody else paid any attention to that sort of stuff. And so if you have a people, if you're letting in millions of people every year and their fertility rate is, now think about it, folks, ours is at actually below replacement. So, you know, like figure it out this way. I do this sometimes when I'm stuck in traffic. Like if I'm in Los Angeles and I'm stuck in freeway traffic that's standing still, you know, Mexican in front of me and behind me and on either side of me and a million other Mexicans on this freeway, I ask myself, it's kind of a joke, but it's not a joke. At this rate, I'm standing still, folks. My car is moving at 0 miles per hour. How long will it take me to get to the beach? Well, the answer is I'll never get there. Because at zero, you're not moving forward.
Yeah,
we'll be right back. Well, we'll be back. We'll get moving forward right after this break.
Oh.
It'll still last 10 years like the show. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Everybody look what's going down. Well, I'll tell you what's not going down, and that's the population, the non-white population of the earth. I'm looking at the United Nations, one of the United Nations pages entitled Sustainable Development Goals, and the UN says the current world population of 7.6 billion is expected to reach 11.2 billion in 2100. Now, folks, that's quite an understatement if you look at the graphs of what's happening with population. But this includes roughly 83 million people being added to the world's population every year. Now, remember, that's a moving target. These are these numbers, these graphs. You've got to know statistics. You've got to be able to think like Roy Beck. And the point is this that I was making about being stuck on the freeway at 0 miles an hour. The estimated time of arrival is never. Now, if you have a population that's doubling, let's say you have an African population, and somebody with better statistical knowledge than mine, please call up. If you have African population that's doubling, let's say, every 40 years, and that's probably quite an understatement, Paul, but if it's doubling every 40 years, 2 billion in 40 years turns into 4. 4 turns into 8. 8 turns into 16. Meanwhile, at 0% growth, if we started at, you know, whatever number, 1 billion, after 100 years, we're at 1 billion. After 1,000 years, we're at 1 billion. But if you have somebody who's doubling their population every 40 years, which Africans are very capable of doing, their population goes off into outer space. And the only limitations being, that's why this is on the UN Sustainable Development page, because at those rates, those exponential rates of growth, their population goes into the trillions. Now, of course, it can't reach that. Why? Because nature won't support that number of people. But that's the only curb on such a population growth, is death, starvation, no food, no water, and no room. But that's what we're competing with. And the idea that we should be opening up our borders to the rest of the world, where this kind of exponential growth, and Africa is the worst. Africa is, well, I'll look for that, but among the 10 largest countries worldwide, Nigeria is growing the most rapidly. The population of Nigeria, currently the world's seventh largest, is projected to surpass that of the United States and become the third largest country shortly before 2050. So there's that doubling I just talked about. They go from seventh to third position in 30-some years. And this is a country with no income, no wealth, no production, no education. I read an interesting article by a sort of an Albert Schweitzer, a modern Albert Schweitzer type of figure, Paul. He said that he did a tour through the Democratic Republic of the Congo. And he said, and then another one through... you know, it's funny, we're so old-fashioned, Paul. I don't know what the Belgian Congo is called today.
The Democratic Republic of the Congo.
Oh, it is the Democratic Republic. Okay. Well, yes. I do know.
And the one across the river, former French Congo, is, I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well, anyway, folks, this person said, you know what? I traveled and I never saw a single actual functional, I never saw any kind of a facility or place that was making anything. Just think about that, folks.
Well, that's not true. They are making babies.
Well, yeah, but I mean, exactly. But in other words, there are no factories. There are no manufacturing facilities. There's no industry of any kind. Also, no higher education of any kind. In other words, this is just a hellhole of people. Yeah. Yes, as you say, Paul, living in a subsistence basis, just making babies. And how can we be the pressure outlet for this with our refugee policy? So that, you know, in other words, it's insanity, folks. It's Looney Tunes. Let me just play this again just to cheer people up if I'm depressing you with those thoughts. Where is he? Here he is, right here. He just says it all in a matter of seconds. Here he is.
And we want to get rid of chain migration. This man that came in, or whatever you want to call him, brought in with him other people, and he was the point of contact, the primary point of contact for, and this is preliminarily, 23 people that came in or potentially came in with him, and that's not acceptable. We need quick justice and we need strong justice.
We'll finish this in just a moment. Network.
Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool.
We're back, folks.
A man is hard to be.
And of course, we've been fools. We've been fools for decades. Paul, you mentioned you've got an item for the audience there.
Yeah, it's a little different topic, but probably many of our audience know one of our great comrades and friends for many years, James Edwards, the radio broadcaster who has a great show called The Political Cesspool. He was libeled by the Detroit Free Press a while ago, who identified him as a major Klan leader. That's the Ku Klux Klan. And he sued the Detroit Free Press. He lost at the lower court level, and his lawyer, Kyle, and he went to the Court of Appeals, I think, hoping that they would reverse it because he is not a member of the Klan. He has never been a member of the Klan. It's a very damaging accusation, and you know, I'm not criticizing the Klan, but I mean it is not true. Anyway, the Court of Appeals came down with a devastating judgment. I was told this by our good friend Sam Dixon today. A devastating judgment. The Court of Appeals upheld the lower court ruling, and in about a 9-page ruling, just eviscerated James Edwards and said, well, James Edwards had associated with people like Don Black, who was in the Klan nearly 40 years ago.
and he'd had him on his radio show. He further said that he had frequently interviewed Sam Dixon, and Sam Dixon had been a lawyer for Ku Klux Klansmen. Well, that was true about 30 years ago, but he's also been a lawyer for murderers, which doesn't make James Edwards a murderer.
When did this decision come down, Paul?
Yesterday.
Yesterday, okay. So this is hot off the press news.
Hot off the press. It's a devastating defeat for our for the right to have a reputation. The courts are so, out to lunch. Sam said that this ruling had no legal credibility, but that doesn't mean much. It's the ruling.
That's an unfortunate thing that, unfortunately in too many courts, folks, the law is what the judge says it is.
Exactly.
And also I like what you say about some of the cases you've been in, Paul, which is the truth is no defense.
And Sam, who of course was an attorney for many years, is very, cynical about the court system and really urges people to stay out of it if you can. And Sam apparently had advised against the lawsuit, saying that on paper you're absolutely right. The paper should be hung out to dry. They are lying. He is not a Ku Klux Klan leader. He's never been in the Klan. Just because he has interviewed people who were in the Klan, that doesn't make him a Klan leader, and any more than. We interviewed from quite often people from South Africa. That doesn't make us South Africans. This is elementary stuff. But the courts are so peopled with white haters and cultural Marxists that Sam, okay, my word's not his, but I'm pretty sure this was the implication. It may be very difficult for white people to get justice in a supercharged issue like that. And so, this is a very hurtful defeat, but that's what it is.
Well, yeah, that is unfortunate. And folks, one way that the court system is very bad for us, and that's very, very honest advice from Sam, very impartial advice, because as an attorney, of course, he is someone who likes to represent people in court. So his advising of staying out of court, very sage advice, because one of the things that's done in courts, of course, is to whether you win or lose the case, you're bankrupted, and you may be assessed I don't know what happened in James Edwards' case, but the other side's costs could be assessed, and if you've gone all the way to the appellate level, those costs can be in the stratosphere. So that's one of the real liabilities there, I guess. But with Kyle Bristow, that must have been Kyle Bristow representing him. He probably got some reasonable help there in the legal department. But that's an interesting news item, Paul. And let me, if I may, because I left the audience hanging, my fault, let's just go back to what this is so encouraging, folks. And of course, when it comes to the courts, Donald Trump, when we finally get the appointment process rolling, Donald Trump is going to appoint scores of judges, scores of appellate judges, Supreme Court justices, more of them. This could be his maybe the most important part of his legacy. Here he is.
They came in, or potentially came in with him, and that's not acceptable. We need quick justice, and we need strong justice, much quicker and much stronger than we have right now. Because what we have right now is a joke, and it's a laughingstock. And no wonder so much of this stuff takes place. And I think I can speak for plenty of other countries too that are in the same situation.
There you have it, folks. And yep. Paul, what you hear there in his voice, that's the intensity of that. That's not read from any script or notes in front of him. That's Donald Trump, the man, telling you what he really thinks. And a joke and a laughingstock. And he also, Paul, he connects with your country and all of our other kinsmen European countries, when he says, and I think I can say safely that I speak for other countries in the same boat. Go ahead, Paul.
Elsewhere in that interview, He was quite strong about the many good judges that have so far been appointed by him at the federal level and lower down. That he is slowly but in a determined fashion changing the judiciary, and we've got to get rid of the type of judges that have brought that ruled his immigration bans from certain countries unconstitutional, and the type of judges that would hand such a victory as this to the radical press. In fact, Sam alluded to a case that was brought to his attention by a liberal some years ago, there've been over 100 lawsuits against the Atlanta Constitution over, I don't know, 30-40 year period, libel suits. Not a single one of them had ever succeeded, and this liberal lawyer said this was quite a realist. Said she'd been approached by a client who'd been libeled or felt he'd been libeled by the Atlanta Constitution, and so before she gave her advice, she researched this, and she says she was appalled. And she said, every time somebody won at the lower level, and the Atlanta Constitution would go to the Court of Appeals, which would overturn the verdict. Or if somebody lost at the lower level and went to the they lost at the lower level and went to the Court of Appeals, the Court of Appeals upheld the loss. So nobody ever succeeded with a libel suit. And so she had to tell her client, on paper, you're right, but not in the state of Georgia.
Yes.
And so corrupt, my words, not Sam's, I don't want to put words into his mouth, but so corrupt are the courts in many states. Justice is hard to find.
Yes. Now, let's give you some cheering news here in the remainder of the show here, folks. We gave you some of the bad news. Of course, Donald Trump's statement, wonderful news. Here's another great thing that has happened. We've mentioned Congressman Devin Nunes, N-U-N-E-S, of California. And he was a guest on Laura Ingraham's The Ingraham Angle, new show. That's also good news on Fox News. And he's the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. And a tremendously good thing happened in the last week. And that is Devin Nunes subpoenaed the bank records of a company. And what he was trying to get at was who put together the fake Russia dossier. And everybody was stonewalling. Nobody was being able to penetrate the curtain of silence. Devin Nunes subpoenaed the bank records of the company that was the cutout, and they were compelled to produce their records. And this broke the case last week. And it was these bank records that show that Hillary Clinton and the Democratic National Committee paid $12 million to this cutout company in order to have Christopher Steele make a fake dossier on Donald Trump. Now, here's where this gets really exciting. This is why Judge Jeanine Pirro and Sean Hannity and Ann Coulter and all these other people, a lot of them attorneys themselves, are just hopping up and down with excitement. There is a principle in law, I've forgotten the term, but it's something like the poison fruit of the tree, I think. It's a concept.
The fruit of the poison branch.
Okay, and that is this. If the source of any evidence in a case is not allowable, and it poisons everything that depends on that bit of data. And the FISA warrants that were issued to do eavesdropping on people, the FBI investigations that were rationalized on the basis of this Russia dossier fake information – This is poison fruit, and it poisons everything. It poisons the whole Mueller special counsel office. It poisons their entire investigation, and it all has to go. I guess tonight we're talking about judges a lot, and this is a basic principle in law. If you've got, if the thing that you used to bring something into court is toxic, it's poisoned, it's not allowable in the court, you can't allow things that were developed from that to survive in court. It's an elemental, you know, principle here, folks. And so this is a big breakthrough. It seems kind of subtle. People might not notice it. And, of course, the media is covering it up. Devin Nunes, chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, he got this. He has subpoena power in that committee. And he could subpoena people like Robert Mueller and Hillary Clinton. And he said, we're going to be doing that. We're going to be subpoena, didn't give names, but we're going to be subpoenaing a lot of people. And we're going to get down to this. And now we're going to get to the real Russiagate, which involves, and of course, I know I sound like a broken record, but I'm so elated that the real Russiagate, the principals include Robert Mueller. They include Rod Rosenstein. I particularly savor that one because Rosenstein is just talk about bad fruit. Rod Rosenstein really hurt Donald Trump when he turned this whole matter over to the bad guy himself, the FBI director, Robert Mueller, who was the guy who was in charge when this sale of now the Russia dossier is one thing. I'm bringing up another thing, but it's the same people, Hillary, same people, same corruption. The other story being the sale of our uranium to Russia for a pay-for-play of $145 million to Hillary. And the guy who signed off on that was Robert Mueller. And Rod Rosenstein was in charge of the investigation, which he made sure didn't go anywhere. And the House committees were not informed. The Senate committees were not informed. President Obama was informed. He knew about this. So he also, Obama is in big trouble from all of this. But that's a piece of good news. We're going to be hearing a lot about that in the weeks to come. Ignore other stuff, folks. That's my advice to you. Ignore, for instance, the media. I read in the Washington Post reporting of the Monday indictment of Paul Manafort that this was, they called Black Monday for the Trump administration. Folks, doesn't even have anything to do with the Trump administration. It's a complete hoax, and treat it as such. Treat it as the hoax that it is. And realize that Devin Nunes, that's a new name for most of us, N-U-N-E-S, Republican of California. This guy is good. Just so you hear his voice here, listen, here's what he sounds like. Let me play his voice here just for a second.
While the Mueller investigation is garnering all the headlines, many Republicans are asking why possible collusion between the Clinton campaign and Russia is being largely ignored. That comes after the Washington Post revealed Hillary Clinton's campaign helped fund a salacious dossier about President Trump. Congressman Trey Gowdy wants to know exactly who authorized the dossier's funding.
One of the areas of...
Well, that's Trey Gowdy. You know his voice, not Devin Nunes. Let me see if I can get Devin Nunes for you so you recognize his voice. Here he is.
You're here? Thanks for being with us on the first show. Okay, so where are we now on this? And make it easy for our viewers to understand and follow this. Where are we today?
So there's a lot of moving parts. So let's start with, we still have information from Fusion GPS that we need from the bank. We still have a whole host of information from the Department of Justice and FBI that we hope to begin to get tomorrow. So this is, we are just really at the beginning of unraveling questions that we've been asking since March. And let me go to what Mr. Gowdy's comment was there. If people really believe that the FBI did not know who paid for that dossier, I've got a bridge to sell you.
Folks, that's a voice you're going to become familiar with. Devin Nunes, he's one of those rare patriots in politics, and he's got a bridge to sell anybody who is going to float the idea that the FBI, that's Robert Mueller's FBI, and James Comey's FBI didn't know about all this stuff. And Paul, These guys are dirty. They covered this up. They covered for the Clintons. And both guys, Mueller and Comey, who are best friends, and Rosenstein, these are all best friends. All of them have been identified as fixers for the Clintons. And that's exactly what they've been doing for years. And they are very indictable for those crimes. We'll be able to take a couple calls right after this break. Stay tuned.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, folks. And with apologies, I don't know. This is probably going to squeeze out two callers, Mike in Kentucky and Fred in Michigan. Gentlemen, my apologies. This is a hot story. This is hot news. It just came up on Breitbart this second. Trump privately blames Jared Kushner for Mueller's indictments. Oh, Paul, there's smoke coming off of this story. Donald Trump reportedly blames his son-in-law, White House senior advisor Jared Kushner, for his, Kushner's, role in the decision to appoint special counsel Robert Mueller. On a phone call Tuesday, with Breitbart News Executive Chairman and former White House Chief Strategist Stephen K. Bannon. Quote, this is a quote from Vanity Fair, printed this. Trump blamed Jared Kushner for his role in decisions, specifically the firings of Mike Flynn, former National Security Advisor, James Comey. And he also blames him. But let me go down here further. This is hot, folks. The New York Times reported that Kushner, along with his wife Ivanka, also pushed Trump to hire Paul Manafort, who was needed to fill the spot of Trump's initial campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski. We heard him last night. After Ivanka reportedly gave her father an ultimatum to fire Lewandowski. Ooh, Paul, there's smoke. There's smoke here.
really interesting.
Yes. So the really amazing part of this, folks, is this comes out of a phone call between Steve Bannon and Donald Trump. It's in Vanity Fair. It's in the New York Times. Donald Trump, and this is not just going to be rumor here, folks, because of the source, Bannon. Donald Trump is, I think, correctly blaming Jared Kushner for really bad advice.
Yeah.
On a number of things that have been catastrophic to Donald Trump, and it gets worse for Kushner because his family's business is really rotten. The most recent rotten example was his sister telling Chinese investors, if you pony up $500,000, we'll get you a visa that will get you U.S. citizenship.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and the reason you can count on us is because my brother Jared has the ear of the president. They actually said this in their presentation. It was actually in their printout that they were handing out to Chinese investors, trying to raise millions of dollars to bail out the Kushner businesses, which are belly up. They're $1 billion in the red. They've made Jared Kushner, he's in his 30s. He's made terrible decisions in his investing, really bad purchases. They are in the red now to the tune of $1 billion. The Kushner family is desperate to raise. They need to raise many millions of dollars. It's bad. And that this story is going to escalate, folks. But that's the hot one tonight. And as we run out of time, we'll give you further developments tomorrow night. My apologies to the callers. See you tomorrow. Thank you, Paul.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.